Hello, everyone. This is called Make It a Great Year Part 2, or if you wish, Make It an Even Better Year. Now, you're being given this because you've been a guitar student at Guitar Lessons Ithaca for at least a year, and presumably you've heard the address from last year. It was called Make It a Great Year. And even if you don't remember everything that was said, I'm going to reference a few things, so there's no need to go back and listen to it or anything. But first of all, let me just say thank you, because you're hearing this, it means you've been with me at least 1 year, and I appreciate your loyalty, and I appreciate your trust and faith in us to deliver, me, our school, whatever, to deliver to you, you know, big value. And if we're not delivering more value than you feel you're giving out, I want to know, because I want our school to be way beyond your expectations. So I thank you for your loyalty, and I thank you for your trust and the opportunity to help you grow in amazing ways, and I want to deliver big. So if there's anything we could do better, you let us know. So I'm going to give you some updates since last year first. That's part one. And then the rest of the sections, there's a lot of great stuff in this address. So be sure to listen to all of it, because, you know, there's stuff that is universally helpful, I think, to musicians of all levels, particularly more advanced levels like you guys are, like things like freeing yourself from musical ideals, i.e. not comparing yourself to where you think you should be or to other musicians. A great series of quotes from this book I read called Reinventing Yourself, which I discuss and comment on, and a section on the life skills enhanced through playing music. So stick around and don't skip any sections. So first, the updates for the year. The very first thing I want to tell you is that I no longer have a life coach. Now, why in the world would I start with that, and what does that have to do with guitar lessons? Well, I don't know if you remember, but last year I reported that I used to say to my life coach that she should try and educate her clients, her existing and prospective clients, that she's way better than average. And it was because I have taken many, many years of therapy and life coaching, and I've seen the good, bad, and the ugly, and I knew how good she was for many different reasons. So what happened this year, I'll keep it short, and then I'll get back to how this applies to you in a minute. But I changed my insurance, and so I switched. I looked for life coaches who took my insurance, which I later found out was very few, because that particular insurance pays them very little. So only very few life coaches in the Ithaca area are willing to take this new insurance that I have. But I tried out two people, and they were horrible. I'm not going to go into detail, you know, but I had been spoiled by the previous life coach. And my point is that if I hadn't been so experienced in the area of life coaching and therapy as a client, I wouldn't necessarily be able to judge who is good and who isn't. You know, the woman who showed up late and didn't acknowledge twice. We only had two appointments, and she showed up late twice and didn't acknowledge. And yes, she gave me the 50 minutes, but she didn't ask me, you know, if it was okay if we could go over the allotted time. You know, suppose I had another appointment. But in any case, I told you I wasn't going to go into detail. The points of how this relates to you is: one, people who sign up for guitar lessons or any other service may not have the experience to be able to discriminate between one school or one lawn care guy or one whatever doctor or life coach, whatever you want to use, a service professional. If you're not willing to shop around and invest lots of time, you know, then you won't necessarily know. So, which is why I might sometimes come across in these addresses like I'm tooting my own horn. I am tooting my own horn, and it's for your sake, because you may not have that kind of perspective. Now, if you've taken lessons from many different teachers, then you have a way to compare and contrast. But otherwise, you don't have that. And so I'm just offering that because I want to be the best, and I'm explaining to you how sometimes I explain how I think I'm the best and what I try and do for you guys that if you haven't taken lessons elsewhere, you might just think is normal. I mean, just consider this recording in and of itself. The fact that I'm giving you a New Year's address and having you go through this program where you're going to set your goals for the whole year and everything, you know, that's above and beyond what you would get pretty much anywhere else in the Ithaca area. And that's and there's lots of examples of that, which I went through last year, so I'm not going to repeat them. And so even if it's at the risk of my sounding arrogant, I firmly believe that it's my responsibility, not just an opportunity for me to tout my own, you know, how good we are or something, but it's my responsibility to try and educate people on what to look for and what to pay attention to from where they take lessons, you know. If I didn't do that, that would be a disservice because, you know, I have the perspective not only of having taken lessons for many, many years, which, by the way, I'm going to get to in the next section. I'm taking lessons from two different teachers now, and I'm loving it. But that's to come in the next section. So I feel like there's no other way to provide a perspective for you guys, which is basically, you know, I work hard to make sure that our school is the best place you can go for lessons in the entire area. And I reiterate what I said before, if there's any reason why you think that couldn't, that might not be the case, or that we could, something we could do better, I want to know about it. I want you to be overwhelmed with value consistently. All right, so let's move on to the next section.